Chapter 1. The Costs of Energy. Click on the TV, turn up the heat, or go for a ride in the car. What do all these actions have in common? They all use energy. Energy is an important part of our lives. Try to imagine going through a day without it. First, eliminate everything that uses electricity. No refrigerator, no TV, no light bulbs. Then power down everything that runs on gasoline or fuel. No cars, trucks, planes, or trains. Next, turn off the natural gas or oil that keeps your home warm on bitter cold nights. Accept the idea. Energy powers our lives. Feature box. A kitchen without electricity. It may be hard to imagine life with no electricity, but your ancestors got along just fine without it. For example, 100 years ago, there were no refrigerators that ran on electricity. How did people keep food cold? They used ice boxes. Most ice boxes were wooden boxes lined with metal. A large block of ice placed in one part of the box kept food cool in other parts of the box. The problems with fossil fuels. Most of the energy we use comes from fossil fuels: coal, oil, and natural gas. These energy sources are called fossil fuels because they formed from plants and animals that died millions of years ago. Fossil fuels have many uses. Power plants consume coal and oil to generate electricity. Gasoline and fuel for most cars, planes, trains, and ships come from oil, and oil and natural gas provide heat for homes. In many ways, fossil fuels are excellent sources of energy. What's the problem? Fossil fuels are non-renewable. Once we use them up, they are gone forever. Other energy sources, such as sunshine and wind, are renewable. They cannot be used up. No one knows for sure how long our fossil fuels will last. However, one thing is for sure. Sooner or later, we will run out of fossil fuels. Caption: Oil gathers in rocks underground, both on land and beneath the sea. Pumps pull the oil out of the ground.